So all eyes on Brazil again today, but not because of athletes, it's because of politics. In a few hours from now, the suspended Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, will take the stand at her impeachment trial in Brasilia. She'll state her case for continuing in office and answer questions put to her by senators who'll vote on her fate later in the week. Pablo Ochoa from BBC Brazil is here with me at the Outside Source desk. I'm sure the timing of her taking to the stand after the Rio Games has ended isn't just a coincidence, because for many Brazilians this is a real embarrassment. It's important, but it's a real embarrassment as the world spotlight is on Brazil.
Yes, but I think Brazilians stopped worrying about this in 2013.
Oh, really?
When so many people took to the streets and we kind of showed our guts to the world right there. And then, I mean, before the World Cup even, I think it's been quite clear that Brazil is in a sort of crisis of identity, political crisis, economic crisis.
But in many ways, it is an attempt to try and clear up Brazilian politics as well. Perhaps you've got to go through the pain for the gain.
Well, I think Brazilians will feel that once the impeachment chapter is closed, it's time to go back to try to get some stability. That's for sure. It doesn't mean that impeachment is a good outcome anyway, because a lot of Dilma supporters believe that what she's been charged with are not crimes or not important enough, or even that she's been charged with crimes that a lot of people committed.
And just remind us of what she has been accused of.
Right. The corruption probe is really important, but it's not part of it. She's been accused of breaking budget laws by, one, increasing spending unlawfully, and two, delay payments to federal banks so that the government seemed to be in a healthier situation than it was. There is a lot of controversy whether these are crimes of responsibility, so not common crimes, and whether she should be held directly responsible for that. So this is what the senators will vote on.
Okay, how dramatic do you think events will be later? She doesn't mince her words, does she?
She does not. And I think the senators, they have never really distanced themselves from their ideological point of view to begin with. So her plea will not just be to the 81 senators, but will be for the country. She'll be talking to the senators, bearing in mind her place in history, her biography. Remember, this is someone who fought for Brazilian democracy, and she was tortured and arrested during the dictatorship. She became the first female president, so she actually thinks she's a good thing for Brazil. So she sees these charges as unfair, and I think it hurts a lot. So I'll be watching, trying to look for signs of that kind of a personal, hurt in her.
Will we be reporting about her impeachment? How likely is that this week here on Outside Source? I mean, how quickly can events unfold?
Yeah, a vote could come as early as tomorrow.
Really? Tomorrow?
So, yeah, tomorrow or Wednesday. Right. But I think everyone is expecting that by Wednesday we'll know whether she will be the second president impeached and the first female president of Brazil impeached or not.
You've got a busy week ahead of you, haven't you? Pablo, many thanks for joining us here on Outside Source. We may see you again tomorrow here at the desk right in the middle of the newsroom. You could be our lead story tomorrow. Who knows? Well, a lot can happen in just a few hours in politics anywhere in the world. You are listening to